This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I know it feels like it was forever ago, but it's really only been about a month since tariffs started dominating economic news. And you might remember way back then, it was straight-up steel and aluminum tariffs we were talking about. When President Trump signed off on them, he said they would protect domestic steel producers and help American manufacturers. That first part does seem to be panning out. Some corners of the steel industry in this country are showing signs of life. But for manufacturing, it's more complicated. Marketplace's Erica Barris takes us to the Allegheny Mountains of Pennsylvania to see how it's playing out.
From the outside, Brookville Equipment Corporation looks like any other office building. But inside, the past meets the future. There are stripped-down streetcars from the 30s next to gleaming new ones. Workers assemble coal cars and locomotives. If it runs on a rail, Brookville probably makes it. And that takes steel. Tons of it. Ben Crana oversees those purchases and says,
there's been some pricing increases that have taken place in fourth quarter of 2017, and now that pricing is threatened to be perhaps even higher with the new steel tariffs.
And Brookville doesn't use cheaper imported steel. The company gets a lot of its business from cities that are given federal dollars, dollars that need to be spent on products made in the U.S. with domestic materials, like steel. Crana says most of Brookville's manufacturing contracts are set years in advance.
We're not able to turn higher raw material prices or those costs, transfer those off to our end customer. Those have to be absorbed at Brookville to keep manufacturing.
Emily Blanchard, a business professor at Dartmouth University, says that will become the new normal for manufacturers.
All firms that use steel and don't get a break from foreign competition in what they're making, they'll be worse off.
Blanchard says manufacturers will be clamoring for domestic steel to avoid paying the tariff. Sellers have the upper hand now.
The same seller has two buyers instead of one, or 70 buyers instead of 20. They're going to be able to charge higher prices. And so that price is going to rise regardless of who they were selling to before.
Joel McNeil, vice president of business development for Brookville, says this company with its 300 employees has positioned itself to weather changes.
We're trying to be kind of spread out across different markets to compensate for an impact that we cannot manage ourselves.
Brookville has been around for a century. The company started off making locomotives, then equipment for the coal industry. As those markets tanked, Brookville moved into streetcars. It also makes rail cars for the steel industry. So if tariffs help the steel business grow, Brookville benefits too.
You can't put all your eggs in one basket. You need to be diversified.
Michael Moore, an economics professor at George Washington University, knows all about that. During college, he worked at a steel mill in Texas, and he was on the Council of Economic Advisors in 2002 when the Bush administration enacted steel tariffs. He's seen this scenario before.
You'll help some people, but you're likely to hurt a lot more in the process.
He says companies like Brookville that will have to pay more for steel but can't raise prices on their products will have to cut costs somewhere.
You might have to reduce your marketing costs, reduce the amount of labor costs through less overtime, reduce investment in future technological improvements.
The markets may even out eventually. Supply may meet the demand after years. But, says Moore,
it will be a real stressful time in the short term.
But the short term isn't a big preoccupation for Chris Lasher, an electrician who's been at Brookville for 23 years. He takes a break from wiring a vintage streetcar that'll soon be on the streets of El Paso, Texas, to give me his views.
I mean, obviously, as a American-made company, we'd like to see American-made steel.
Lasher says he's not too worried about the effect the tariffs will have on Brookville's future.
If we worried about that, we would probably not be in business today because we've seen the ups and downs.
And the company's still here. In Brookville, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.